こんにちは。Welcome to Learn Japanese with Masa Sensei. This is episode 138. Today in this episode, we will learn about honorific speech. Now let's go! Honorific speech is used to honor someone and show them a special amount of politeness. In this speech, it is common to have the prefix go or o attached to the certain nouns. Not all nouns take the prefix, and the various readings are usually not interchangeable. It is common to write the prefix go or o in hiragana, so reading it aloud isn't as difficult as it may sound. For instance, kyaku, this means customer. It becomes okyaku, okyaku, so we will add o at the beginning. This word often is accompanied with the suffix san or sama, of which the latter gives the most honor. So it becomes お客さん, お客さん, or お客様, お客様, which make it more polite. Note that many words just commonly use the prefix お or ご in common speech, such as お水, water, お酒, alcohol, お菓子, snacks. This by itself doesn't mean the speaker is using honorific speech. In terms of verbs, there are a few different forms of normal conjugation. One way is to add お at the beginning and then add になります at the end of the stem word. So for example, 帰ります, to go back or to return, this becomes お帰りになります。お帰りになります。So for example, when you want to say the manager goes back home, we say 上司がお帰りになります。上司がお帰りになります。Another way is to add お in front of the stem word and then add です at the end. So for example, お帰りです。お帰りです。The manager goes back home will be 上司がお帰りです。上司がお帰りです。And then put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U. For example, 帰ります。So we will omit I-M-A-S-U. And then we will put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U. This becomes 変えられます。変えられます。上司が変えられます。上司が変えられます。This means the manager goes back home. So 変えられます is the same conjugation pattern as passive form. So now I explained three different forms of honorific form. Let's use the verb 使います、使います, which means use. The first form of honorific form is お plus stem word plus になります. So 使います, the stem word is 使い、使い. So the honorific form will be お使いになります。お使いになります。The second form of honorific form. This is お plus stem word plus です。So it becomes お使いです。お使いです。The third form of honorific form. This is the same conjugation pattern as the passive form. So the basic rule is we will omit I-M-A-S-U and then put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U. So by right, this word will become 使われます. However, this is an exception. We don't say 使われます. We will say 使われます。使われます。 So these three forms are used for honorific form. However, there are some exceptions. Some words have totally different honorific form. For example, します to do. The honorific form is なさいます。なさいます。 So when you say you drive, we will say 運転なさいます。運転なさいます。 The verb 行きます to go, 来ます to come, 居ます to stay, to have, there is, all become いらっしゃいます。いらっしゃいます。 So for example, if you want to say, will you stay at home tomorrow? This becomes
明日家にいらっしゃいますか? 明日家にいらっしゃいますか?
When you say, the manager comes at the office at 7 o'clock, it becomes
7時に上司が会社にいらっしゃいます。 7時に上司が会社にいらっしゃいます。
To go and to come have the same honorific form, so we can only understand from the context. The verb 見ます, to see, to watch, to look, becomes
ご覧になります。ご覧になります。
For example, have you watched the movie? This becomes
映画をご覧になりましたか? 映画をご覧になりましたか?
The verb 言います, to say, becomes
おっしゃいます。おっしゃいます。
For example, the CEO says hello. This becomes
社長はこんにちはとおっしゃいます。社長はこんにちはとおっしゃいます。
The verb くれます, to give. But this give is used when someone gives something to me. The honorific form is
くださいます。くださいます。
For example, my manager gave me a flower. This is
上司は私に花をくださいました。上司は私に花をくださいました。
The verbs 食べます, to eat, 飲みます, to drink, both become
召し上がります。召し上がります。
So for example, when you want to say, what would you like to eat to your manager? You would say,
何を召し上がりますか? 何を召し上がりますか?
The verb 知ります, to know, becomes
ご存知です。ご存知です。
So for example, when you want to ask your boss, do you know about this? This is
これをご存知ですか? これをご存知ですか?
So today we learned about honorific speech. There are three types of basic conjugation. The first one is お plus stem word plus になります。 The second one is お plus stem word plus です。 And the third one is same as the passive form conjugation. So you will omit I-M-A-S-U and then you put together with A-R-E-M-A-S-U. And there are other exception verbs that you have to memorize. So this is all for today. Thank you very much for listening. I hope it was helpful for you. If you're interested in Japanese grammar, please check out my YouTube channel. The link is in the description. I also have Facebook page and Instagram page, so please follow them as well. I will see you in the next episode. ありがとうございました。バイバイ。